This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's wait-a-minute bush blooming time on the land that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote. How exciting is that? I mean, hundreds of acres, more than that probably, and thousands of plants in impenetrable thickets are blooming, whitish capitate blooms atop armed branches, armed as in flattened curved spines that will, if one wanders into a wait-a-minute bush, shred your clothing. So, when the wait-a-minute bushes bloom, there really is no excitement, no festival put together, no gathering of wait-a-minute bush lovers. Are you going to the wait-a-minute bush festival this year? Oh, I just can't. My leather overalls are at the dry cleaners. Anyway, when thousands of wait-a-minute bush bloom, there's a distinctive sweet odor that permeates the land. I don't notice it when, you know, smelling one flower. And if you are going to just smell one flower, lean in very carefully unless you want sutures on your nose. I see you went to the wait-a-minute festival. Wait-a-minute bush is Mimosa biencifera, not mimosa as in, oh, Petey, I so want a mimosa for my backyard. No, not the ornamental plant of Asian origin, Albizia julibrissum, but mimosa from the Greek Mimos, mimos, for mimic, and biencifera refers to the flattened hook sprines, not one, but two, by. So, by the way, I want to tell you there's a showy mimosa that blooms on rocky slopes around Bisbee or the wooded slopes near Sonoyta or Canelo or Patagonia or Nogales. Elongated bright pink blossoms in the morning. Oh, yeah. It has hook spines as well, but goes by the common name of velvet pod mimosa. It doesn't have the bad rep as the wait-a-minute bush. So anyway, the wait-a-minute bush is blooming near me, and it is the predominant odor of the land. It is. And I notice this kind of thing on dog walks or morning trots. What is the scent of the day? Or maybe sometimes if I go by the wild desert willows and bloom along the Ojolote, the very sweet odor is the scent of that place. And summer heat and monsoon moisture can create marvelous desert odors. The closest creosote to the Mesquite homestead, by the way, is 10 miles away, so that's not a smell we get. Sometimes wet, decomposing litter under mesquites is the scent du jour. 2 or 3 weeks ago, before the mimosas were in full bloom, there was a strong smell across the land. I finally stopped trotting and took in some deep breaths through my nose. I looked across the land. The burrow weed had gotten thick out on that land, and it looks very green and healthy, vibrant. Some looked as if they had dewdrops on them, but no, it's a shiny, shiny resin. I rubbed the foliage of the burrow weed. That was it. Burrow weed was the smell of the day, or as it turns out, it was the smell of the week. This burrow weed is a nondescript little shrub. I mean, two feet by two feet, sort of rounded, you know, woody, found from 2,000 feet to 5,500 feet across the plains of southeastern Arizona. So this baby, this is our little shrub. Oh, yeah, this burrow weed is our shrub. And even when it blooms, you know, in late summer or fall, it's not the showy color of like a turpentine bush, which is actually a kissing cousin. But the yellow clusters are sort of, they're faded highway sign yellow. People don't look for it in nurseries. It's in the composite family, a division of the composite family. Its name is Isocoma tenusecta. It used to be Aplopappus, starting with an A, Aplopappus tenusectus. It used to be Haplopappus, starting with H, tenusectus. And goodness knows it could have become a Ericomeria or a Chrysothamnus for all I know, but I'm going to call it Isocoma. And I'll tell you what, in early summer, it can be the scent of the day, the scent du jour. And in late summer, when it blooms, the faded highway sign yellow blossoms, we call it burrow weed, and we don't need some confusing Latinized binomial at the annual Burrow Weed Festival. Are you going to the Burrow Weed Festival? I wouldn't miss it. I love the faded highway sign yellow blossoms. And that's right, at the Burrow Weed Festival, we all shout together, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.